nothing's gonna work with it, so I have to do some more testing in the room. But basically, I'll be taking sound from different areas around the fountain and dispersing it over the space here.
So several techniques of sound capturing.
This is like the microphones. So this will, oh, it's quite hot. And this is a kind of an aquatic microphone I made for water. And this is a microphone which kind of picks up vibrations from the plants. Should.
Fantastic.
Maybe because it's wet here right now, things are shorting. But yeah, that's the idea. This kind of microphone picks up vibrations from something like here or in plants.
So it's like a piezoelectric, but with kind of...
It's a piezo with kind of feelers, like an insect. And yeah, just these very small amplifiers, which I wanted to use in the mountains, if possible. I'll have to do more testing. Back to the drawing board. Back to the laboratory. Mm-hmm. It's kind of always here, but you don't hear it. So I thought I would string some wires along here and amplify them with the Piezo microphone. And also the same thing with the bushes. I don't use a microphone like this to capture those when the wind blows.
When the wind blows, of course, yeah.
So it's not always something that's not constant, except for the water is constant. And
it would be great to have some wind.
Would be good, yeah.
Not too much, I imagine.
Yeah. But for the water, maybe I'll have two speakers or more speakers to see.
So even like in terms of output, you bring your own ways of amplification.
Yeah, I mean, usually if I work in an art space or a gallery, I use larger amplifiers. So for this trip, I wanted to think of something which was portable, which I could take in the country, and then I discovered these. So yeah, I built these. Amp you can buy. I just put the inputs in the battery pack. So yeah. And more I start to look like this. I have to build my own systems for different situations. Because maybe the situation is different. But because I'm doing it the first time, I'm still figuring out all the bugs. It's just now in the room, everything seemed to work, but I'm wondering if something healed the water, it shorted something out. These are just some speakers. I've been using them about the last 8 years. For 1 month in the rain and snow.
Wow.
And they survived.
Incredible.
So, yeah, incredible, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think he's...
This kind of
and to record this
because recording that one is
more just for a reference for the installation.
Sure. And this enter, is it a friend?
Yes,
even in Portugal.
That I don't know, but they're German, so you could find one of them online. I'm sure you could find them. Or you could make them. There's kids. So the idea is to pick up these kind of vibrations from the plants through the wind and record that as a kind of, I say, a shadow of the original
sound
image.
Sure.
So,
and then to put it back again into intensity.
That could be
playing or not necessarily.
Maybe not, no, but just as recording it as kind of like a photograph.
Yeah, I see.
So it's not always there.
Which
but if you listen very closely, it's always there. But it's usually when there's more wind. Actually, it's good weather for this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that it's a little wet.
So in that sense that people will hear the installation and that's it, you know.
Yeah,
so no kind of composition or whatever.
No,
it's just okay,
the like place is the
exactly. The activator, the
yeah, the this is it's just kind of like a shadow of a place.
Sure, exactly.
There's no real performance. And it's not even always
like yeah.
Dan dat wij dat voelen.
Ja, ja.
In die zin uit planten voor
erven. Erven.
working right now. Quite like it. It's very simple, but I like it.
It's true, it's true. Can I react with some delay? I don't know, probably the delay between our perception of the wind and the sound. But that doesn't mean that... Just a question of perception.
We don't ever really... Not maybe because these sounds are coming from a different place. Sure. And normally we think that we hear the trees.
Yeah, exactly.
And even we don't hear the trees so much unless we're up on top in the eucalyptus, then we really hear them.
Sure. Yeah, kind of as a chaotic system, no? That kind of starts with it. And then it grows, and we only perceive probably when it arrives on the top of the trees
exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't hear these things like moving.
No, it's like amplifying the
sure.
micro sound environment.
Sure. And it's interesting in the sense of dealing with an element that normally people want to avoid, the wind.
That's true too.
Probably
for
the
most
biggest
recordists.
Trauma for sound recordists.
Yeah.
Here is the opposite.
Exactly.
So it has some irony in it. I don't know.
It's true. Yeah, for me, I welcome it.
Exactly.
Actually, I like when I'm just normally recording, I like the wind.
Mm.
I have a very good wind guard, so I still hear the wind, but it's like a nice effect to the recording. I was recording the eucalyptus. It's really great, the way those trees sound and the wind blows through them.
Very beautiful structure. This blue is in
it. Yeah, I bought these for an installation in 2002.
But they weren't at the...
No, they're like this.
Like this, okay. So they belonged...
They don't belong to anything.
No, yeah, exactly.
Just, yeah. Maybe I don't do the water in the end. Yeah, just do three like this. It's like a shadow, actually.
Shadow, yeah.
It's like an acoustic shadow.
And there's a shadow on the spooky section.
Yeah. It's kind of amplifying this little sound.
Is it like their presence, like the sound of your sounds in that sense, kind of activate the active listening of the other sounds?
Yeah, you could say that too.
In the sense that, I don't know, normally this would be just like an eucalyptus forest with most of the things with just the wind.
But actually these works are not meant for anyone else except for me. So I just, it's kind of like I wrote you the adage, if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, does it fall? So for me this is similar. If you and I put some money, if you do something but no one else is there, does it exist? So it exists because I documented it. And I would photograph it, I record it, so it's kind of like art for nothing.
Yeah.
Like Cage had these lectures for nothing. This is like, for me, art for nothing. Like it's just for the experience of working with the environment. So. Yeah, I'm documenting. I guess the documentation is something.
It's something, and it's the key.
But it's more like the action is important, like the...
It's the door, the kind of thing.
Yeah. I like the idea of going to the place and doing something with the place, and then leaving the place, just...
Very contingent. Even the sounds are specific, of course, to this place, but they're not the normal sounds that you would say, oh no, these sounds are coming from this area.
Exactly, yeah. So when the recording is made, it has both those sounds on it. It has the sounds of the normal sounds, you could say, and these sounds. Then you could say, so why didn't you just make a recording of these little sounds and then make a mix? Because I don't think it would sound the same. I think they would... wouldn't correspond the way it does.
Yeah, because in this case they are really part of the same system.
It's interacting with this environment on a physical level, on a sound level. So on the physical level it's the microphone vibrating with the agitation, and on the sound level it's the sound I'm introducing into the environment. So it's actually very interactive, but not in a kind of classical sense, we know interactive. And it's also dealing with the environment without making recordings. It's more like a live way of being.
In situ, live, yes. Do it.
So my idea was to, like, every day go out and do another permitting, another action in different places. really to get further up the hill.
And like the final goal is like to make a series of compositions based on this, or just the recordings?
I'm not sure. It's just a documentation of the final, whatever the final thing is, the whole, like I view the whole thing as an installation in this area. So it's kind of a, you think of a sound map as a kind of a presentation of an area through sound. This is more like the approaching an area through an installation and mapping it that way. So I don't know, I'll have all this raw material. Of course I could maybe make a composition of it or just present it as a recording. Usually with sound installations I don't.
Yeah,
I did last year on this compost that I sent them something from three installations I did in Switzerland, which kind of had a connection, which I thought sounded good on its own. But a lot of times the sound, I separated from the place, it just doesn't really, it needs to be experienced, I feel like it needs to be experienced in the place.
Sure.
So if I record it, it's something different. It's like a step removed. But I made a 30-minute recording for you. There's lots of material, and then each day I'll do the same thing. So I'm not sure how similar the sounds will be, but for sure every environment will be somewhat different. Like if I'm further up the hill, maybe the wind is different, and I hear less. For example.
Presence and absence.
Or maybe there'll be no trees, I'll just use grass.
So we have to really activate your ear to kind of feel the differences between these two problems.
Maybe, yeah. There's this artist, I forget his name right now, he's famous to go on walks, and then he makes sculptures when he's walking, like maybe with some rocks, or he throws something in the earth, and then he just keeps makes a photograph of that, and then continues walking. And I thought I wanted to do the same thing in sound, just kind of document a place this way, and then continue. Like one day I would like to do like a walking trip through the Alps to just do something like this. Each stop, somehow interacting with the environment. Not just recording the environment, but interacting with it.
Sure. Yeah, okay. This is like recording.
So for the people who come to the presentation, they just have to imagine this is what I've been doing up in the hill.
I was totally nervous.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, you have to imagine, you know, this would be an example.
Or make them hear some, I don't know if it's possible or something. It's an experience.
Or they have to come up the hill.
Or that, yeah.
It's kind of far from us.
Yeah. The speakers are down there, but they come here just to imagine what would be. And then they go.
Well, I bring this to everything like this and they come up here.
Yeah, exactly. Or like you give like a piece of information with the drawings how to make this kind of.
Well, it's something. Very simple.
You know, right? Kind of
you can teach
build
you
your own installation kit.
Very simple.
Installations for the people.
Yeah.